I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
If you can hear me speaking right now, it sounds like I might be a little drunk.
Kyle Brown can even use his sense of humor to joke about being diagnosed with aggressive bulbar ALS.
I'm not drunk.
Doctors have given him 6 to 18 months to live.
Bulbar begins in the mouth. It affects your speaking because it begins in the tongue, lips, throat, as it spreads out. I'm to the point now swallowing is becoming an issue.
This was Kyle last week recording his final episode of a Latter-day Saint podcast he helps co-host called The Cultural Hall.
Doctor said, yeah, bulbar onset ALS. We freaked out for a week, maybe. Went to see more doctors and they're like, no way do you have this.
Kyle went on thinking he didn't have ALS, even qualifying for the Ironman World Championships during this time. But his slurred speech got worse, so he went to more specialists.
And he said, I'm sorry. The first time you saw me, I was wrong. And I'm sorry. I get emotional right now. The original diagnosis was correct.
You can hear just how fast things have progressed. This was Kyle less than 4 months ago on that same podcast.
I received a letter of invitation saying, would you represent the United States of America at the World Championships in September.
Those Ironman World Championships are September 18th in St. George. The day Kyle got his diagnosis, he proposed to his girlfriend, and they were married in an emotional ceremony after they biked 3 hours to the top of Francis Peak. They were met by over 150 friends and family. Now he's training 6 days a week to compete in the Ironman, not knowing if this race will be his last.
I'm okay. I know where I'm going, and for me it will be an instant.
All while keeping his sense of humor.
I go into races to win, or do well, and this one is to finish, because, I don't know, because I signed up and I paid for it, so and now I got to do it.
For Heart of Utah, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.